Even their wives were in the dark. They were handed only a mysterious Washington phone number to use in case of emergency. Cheney and Rumsfeld were involved in one of the most highly classified programs of the Reagan administration, a program that called for setting aside the legal rules for presidential succession. This continuity of government program was created by a secret executive order from Reagan. According to Mann, one of the program's participants told him, "One of the awkward questions we faced was whether to reconstitute Congress after a nuclear attack. It was decided that no, it would be easier to operate without them. For one thing, it was felt that reconvening Congress and replacing members who had been killed would take too long." Mann continued, "Within Reagan's National Security Council, the action officer for the secret program was Oliver North, later the central figure in the Iran-Contra scandal. Vice President George H.W. Bush was given the authority to supervise some of these efforts, which were run by a new government agency with a bland name, the National Program Office. It had its own building in the Washington area, run by a two-star general, and a secret budget adding up to hundreds of millions of dollars a year. When George H.W. Bush was elected president in 1988, members of the secret Reagan program rejoiced. Having been closely involved with the effort from the start, Bush wouldn't need to be initiated into its intricacies and probably wouldn't reevaluate it. In fact, despite dramatically improved relations with Moscow, Bush did continue the exercises, with some minor modifications. Although the elder Bush gained his own time in the White House in 1988, it was limited to one term, due to the controversies and conspiracies swirling about him, not the least of which was his father's pro-Nazi background. It was to escape this heritage that, in 1949, young George had moved from his ancestral home in Connecticut to the more receptive environs of Texas. During the Clinton administration, those who knew about the continuity of government plan considered it an outdated relic. Though it was neglected, it was not abolished. After September 11, 2001, the creators of this plan moved into action. Mann reported that, in the Presidential Emergency Operations Center under the White House, Cheney told President Bush to delay his planned flight back from Florida, while at the Pentagon, Rumsfeld instructed Deputy Secretary of Defense Paul Wolfowitz to leave Washington for the safety of one of the underground bunkers.